August of 2018, Jory Dumas and two relatives recruited an employee of the casino to give access to the keys to the cash kiosks. Dumas walked out of the casino with more than $192,000. And no arrest after a stabbing at a gas station in the 1100 block of Ann Street Monday afternoon. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Last Tuesday at this time, we had Arctic air. It was awful. This Tuesday, the news is so much better. Becoming mostly sunny today with a high temperature up around 68. That's normal for this time of the year, for heaven's sakes. Tonight's low 41. Tomorrow, can we do it again? Yes, the warming trend continues. Low 70s tomorrow, low to mid 70s on Thursday. A couple of beautiful November days. Mid 70s on Friday, maybe an afternoon shower later on Friday. Better chance towards Friday night and Saturday as the next cold front moves through the area. Right now this morning, looking pretty good. 52 degrees with the sunshine this morning. I don't know what it's like on Capitol Hill right now, but
it's actually, I've been listening to this whole impeachment inquiry since it got started about an hour ago.
And yeah.
It's actually pretty mellow.
Any bombshells in the last hour?
No.
You know, there's been no bombshells. Period. So
it hasn't stopped. It's amazing to me. Like CBS, Norah O'Donnell,
right.
Bombshell reporting. Bombshell, yeah, bombshell, right. Bombshell. It's like, no, it's not. Yeah.
I understand. I don't know this to be a fact, but I understand the ratings on the networks keep getting lower every time they have one.
Yeah.
So people are tuning it out?
Yeah, I find this stuff interesting, just the process itself. But no, it's not good TV.
Right.
If you just review this as a critic, though, did you hear, like, the New York Times actually had their theater critic review the last impeachment.
The theater critic?
Yeah. And I think the guy said of Bill Taylor, the ambassador
right.
to Ukraine the charged affairs is the official title. They said his gray hair was reassuring. It reminded us his deep voice of an era bygone where Walter Cronkite shared the news.
And his outfit was, they're critiquing.
Oh. And George Kent, I was told by a little bird that George Kent might be a George Kent who grew up here in Montgomery. We need to look
at that. Is that right?
There is a Kent family.
Went to Trinity or
Kent
something. I apologize.
Oh. Montgomery Academy.
These and more revelations later on coming up here on News and Views.
Indeed. And we got a lot of big breaking stuff here locally. The trial between Officer Smith and Greg Gunn has started.
All right, gentlemen, you have a lot to talk about this morning.
Indeed.
I'll let you get to it.
Indeed. Well, Rich, thank you so much.
Yep.
News and Views begins in mere moments.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, y'all, I'm Jenna Paulette, country singer-songwriter and cowgirl. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. There's just so many beautiful aspects of the way that the Western world operates that I think are important. I want to represent that to the best of my ability to today's country music listener. I can sing about love all day long, but the backbone comes from the way I was raised. I just love that that's the world I come from and that's the world I get to sing about. Boot Barn, made by the West.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Yuto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
So long and play little games. Just can't believe I could ever change. But I will for you and me. You see.
Good morning, Montgomery. And welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell.
How you doing? I was just reading a text. We had a surprising change in agenda today.
Oh, yes.
I called you last Friday, and you were meeting with the head honcho of the station.
Indeed.
And I said, Joey, we have Senator Cam Ward on Tuesday at 11 a.m., who is a state senator and has been very... he's become renowned for his knowledge of the prison system and wanting to get all that fixed.
Sure.
And he's also a candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court Place 1 in the upcoming 2020 March primary. And you didn't write it down. I forgot it. And you asked me yesterday, Joy said, now we have someone coming on tomorrow, I think, at 11. Who is it? And I said, well, damn if I can remember. And so this
morning... I like how you make me sound like Don Markwell.
Well,
you appreciate
trying
that.
To, I know.
It's just me, Jack.
Whatever, Joey.
What? Don't act like I'm being disingenuous. I'm going to fuss if you're going to throw that shade at me.
Shade? I know.
Yeah,
you,
it's a good day, though. It's a good morning.
Good thing you recovered on that word.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I realized this morning we had... Cam coming on at 11, and I said, oh,
yeah.
I remember the guest. And then we get this, I got a text about 15 minutes ago from Steve Flowers who said, hey, I'm in town. You need me to come by from 10:05 to 10:30? I said, sure.
Yeah, why not?
We always like have
Steve.
A good time hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I think our Alabama home mortgage friend, Kim Williams, will be here at 10:30. So we have an action-packed morning.
Indeed, we do.
And tomorrow at 11, we have former Attorney General and candidate for the United States Congress District 2, Troy King.
Wonderful.
Coming on the show.
Wonderful.
Who, by the way, is leading in the polls.
Really? He's leading in the polls. That is impressive. Well, he has good name ID, and I like Troy. I think he has... He's done a good job in his private practice as well. So I think he's a good front runner. That makes a lot of sense to begin this race. As we speak, Jack, and introduce the folks to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell from 9 to noon. This hour of News and Views, folks, is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you're a News and Views listener, you're running out of time. Because if you call 279-6036, 279-6036, and you say, hey, Dan Black, or one of Dan Black's employees. Hey, Dan Black, I'm a News and Views listener. I was told I'd get 50% off all my tape to DVDs. That transfer, 50% off. And he'll say, yeah, until the end of November. It's a good thing you get called before the end of November, especially if you want it as a Christmas gift. So, folks, take advantage of that. Dan Black Studios, proud sponsor of this hour of News and Views, and we're proud to have them. We'll tell you more about them in detail coming up. Also, as we speak, Jack, the next chapter in the impeachment inquiry, the public hearings, is going on right now. The Democrats' counsel. I've been listening to this crap since it started at 8. Actually, I think Jennifer Williams, she is a foreign policy service officer for Mike Pence, the vice president. She came on pretty recently, and I actually think her opening statement benefits the president. For instance, she ended her opening statement saying, though she found the call unusual, the July 25th call between President Trump and President Zelensky and Trump bringing up investigations, she remembers September 1st meeting with Vice President Pence and then now President Zelensky. And at the September 1st meeting, Zelensky brings up these investigations. No, he doesn't even bring up the investigations. The investigations aren't brought up at all. I'm buying into the Democrats' story. Zelensky brings up the hold on military aid. And Vice President Pence, looking like a G.I. Joe character, says, that's how I imagine it, says to President Zelensky, you can be assured, President Zelensky, you have the full force of the United States government committed behind you. It's a good thing to have behind you. And no talk of the investigations at this meeting. So I think Jennifer Williams is actually working out pretty well. That brings us to the other person testifying this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is a ball of nerves up there this morning. I mean, he talked about how his father made the tough decision to come here to the United States 40-something years ago from, like, the Soviet Union, the Soviet bloc. And it's an incredible, great American story of, you know, immigrants coming here to find freedom. But as far as the actual testimony's going, Vindman seems very, very nervous. He's not coming across necessarily as uncredible, but also a lot of his claims. For instance, did the President of the United States request of President Zelensky these investigations into Biden and Burisma and other things? Or did he demand it? And Vindman said, well, I think it's a demand because the president has so much more power than Zelensky. So even though it was a nice, polite request, it probably was really just a demand. It's opinions and analysis like that that I don't think is going to go very far with the American people, especially when it's done in a very, well, I think, he's all over the place. He's very nervous. Maybe he'll calm down as the hearing goes on. But so that crap continues. You can find it on most news stations. Also, as we speak, Jack, the trial. Here's the headline from the Montgomery Advertiser. Majority white, Dale County jury to hear Montgomery officer's murder trial. This is the trial. Again, they're saying a majority white Dale County jury will hear arguments Tuesday in the murder trial for Aaron Cody Smith, a white Montgomery police officer charged with fatally shooting Gregory Gunn, a black Montgomery resident. I'm reading directly from the Advertiser, folks. Jury selection reduced the jury pool to 14 jurors, four of whom are black. The jury also skews male, with 8 men and 6 women selected. Smith's defense team earlier this year secured a change of venue to the county, which is 90 minutes southeast of Montgomery. Dale County is significantly more rural and less racially diverse than Montgomery. Nearly 74%. See, we're going into the demographics. And when they said the headline, majority white Dale County jury, are they talking about Dale County as majority white? Which it is. Or are they talking, they're talking about both, the jury and Dale County.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the racial mix of Dale County?
I believe 74% is white in Dale County, 21% identify as black. That's the language they're using here.
Well, that's a complexion of the county.
Right.
I mean, so what's unusual?
The next part of this paragraph, according to U.S. Census Bureau data, Dale County 74% white, 21% identify as black. By comparison, Montgomery is a majority black county, with 59% of its population identifying as black and just under 40% identifying as white.
Well, let me just say this. You would be, if you were his defense counsel for Smith, you would not be doing your job if you had not asked for a change of venue.
Right.
There's nothing unusual about that.
Well, and I want to go into how they pick the jury, because they have their jury.
Right.
The jury was selected after several hours of questioning and deliberating over a potential jury pool of about 45 people, writes the Advertiser. And thank you all for your reporting on this. Dale County Circuit Judge Philip Ben McLaughlin instructed all potential jurors against using any social media to comment on the case in any way, in addition to not discussing the case with any friends, family, or other. You should not read, watch, or listen to anything about the case or the persons involved outside of what is presented to you in court. Seems pretty standard.
Well, I know, if this, I doubt it's the Ben McLaughlin I know. This could be his son, because I think Judge McLaughlin would be over 70, so...
That over 70 rule, it keeps biting people these days.
Well, you...
Time waits for no one.
If you're, let's say, if you're 69 when you're elected, you can serve that full term. You just can't run after you're 70 years old.
Right.
But you can serve out a term if you turn 70 during your term. I would think that the Judge McLaughlin I knew, who was also P. Ben McLaughlin, he was a really good judge, a very fair judge, I believe was a Democrat. He may have changed parties. I don't know. This could be his son, but I would think that this, if the jury pool reflects the population of the county, then I don't have a problem with what we've learned so far.
Well, and here's what the defense attorney for Officer Smith asked of the jury. Quote, "We need to know if there are any of you, from personal experience, you don't like police officers. No wrong answers." Montgomery County District Attorney, I believe it's Daryl Bailey, spent significantly more time questioning potential jurors, but also touched on attitudes toward law enforcement, positive or negative.
So Daryl is trying the case?
It seems so. Though he did not delve into the facts of the case, many of his questions appeared to possibly foreshadow details prosecutors believe will be important to their case. And the opening arguments began this morning at 9 a.m., right as the show began. So that is ongoing.
I think for Daryl, that's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
Because
really is.
The district attorney's office relies on information that they gather from police officers who make the arrest or whatever. And I'm sure that there's a pretty good relationship between the police department in Montgomery County or in Montgomery City and County. They probably have a pretty good relationship with the district attorney's office. So I know for Daryl to prosecute a Montgomery police officer, it's got to be a tough job.
Well, Daryl Bailey apparently asked jurors, "Does anyone here believe if you run from the police, you're automatically guilty of something?" He asked this of the jurors, to many affirmative nods and verbal agreements. He also asked, though, if the group believed a person has a right to walk in their own neighborhood at any time, to many affirmative nods.
Yeah.
He also queried the group about the usefulness of law enforcement dash and body cameras. Smith did not activate his body or dash camera footage the night he stopped and shot gun in contradiction of MPD policy. It'll be interesting here. And here's what my take is. Folks, you're welcome to call in. And if you call in and I put you on hold, be patient. 272-9228. More than welcome to take any call, any perspective on this case, on the impeachment going on, and all the stories, important or silly as they may be, throughout the show. But my take on this particular case between Officer Smith and Gregory Gunn, or really it's being done by the district attorney, Daryl Bailey, prosecuted by him on behalf of Mr. Gunn, is that let the process work. Let's not prejudge it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this, that we believe, I'm sitting here looking at the Ukraine thing and all these folks talking about, I told the Ukrainians we believe in the rule of law and they should too. But as I'm listening, for instance, to Marie Yovanovitch talk about the problems in Ukraine, that certain people with money and status aren't treated the same way as the court system, as regular folks in Ukraine, I was like, wait, is she talking about Ukraine or the United States? But part of the rule of law and the part of this perception is letting the process play out. And I have no reason to believe Mr. McDermott. I have no reason to believe the judge, McLaughlin, in this case. And no reason to believe Daryl Bailey, any of them, are bad actors. Let the process work out. We have these adversarial trials for a reason, and we don't do these things on the radio for a good reason or on television.
Well, and, you know, a grand jury, Daryl has no choice. If a grand jury looked at this and decided an indictment should be forthcoming, then he has a duty to prosecute the case. And that's what happened in this instance. And I mean, believe me, it's gut-wrenching, I'm sure, for Aaron Smith to have made a judgment on the fly, seeing something happen and deciding to use deadly force. I feel sorry for him, but I also feel very sorry for the family of the victim.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of people, after this happened, white and black, because it was a white officer shooting an unarmed black man, a lot of white people and black people came to the family's aid, trying to comfort them, because it had to be really tough, because apparently this guy was well-liked, this Greg
Absolutely.
Gunn guy.
I mean, anyway. He dies steps from his front door. No matter how this case turns out, and it will all, be decided on the law, hopefully.
Yeah.
It is incredibly tragic, and it's amazing. We pointed this out yesterday. What, this happened 3 years ago?
Yeah, in 2016, just now coming to trial.
February 25th, 2016, at 3:20 in the morning.
Yeah. So it's almost 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absurd.
It really is. We'll see where it goes, and we'll have coverage, folks. But as we speak, the trial, the opening arguments are ongoing. Why don't we hit a break here? Oh, by the way, Bob from Brattville called and said that is the judge you're thinking of.
The older guy?
Yeah, and that he's like he's been allowed to stay on. He can't run for re-election because he's over the age, but he's like a supernumerary.
What they do is those judges are, if you have a recusal in a case, and it does happen, the administrative office of courts is charged with finding a judge to replace the judge who has asked to be recused, and those are called supernumerary judges. And listen, if it's Judge Ben McLaughlin, he is he's a straight-up fair guy, and I think both sides will probably be beneficiaries of his, great reputation as a judge. So I feel confident that he'll preside over a very fair trial.
Absolutely. We got to hit a break here, folks. More news and views after this break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on this, whether you're watching the impeachment inquiry, whether you're interested in this local case. I mean, it is interesting, though, that in Dale County, this very important case, just especially for the people directly involved, especially for the family, has higher standards, though. A local case has higher standards of evidence than this farce we're seeing in the capital of the United States right now. But here's the twist, and I got to put this out before we hit the break, Jack. Mitch McConnell has said he's going to use the federal rules of evidence for any trial in the Senate, which means Vindman, Jennifer Williams, George Kent, Marie Yovanovitch, Bill Taylor, all these folks who have testified in front of Congress.
Yeah.
Because I think Vindman might be allowed. But pretty much all of them would not be allowed to testify in a Senate trial because they don't have
first-hand knowledge.
Yeah, they're all hearsay witnesses. So this is amazing to me. But rules of evidence should apply in these sort of situations.
Well, two senators have said, one of them being Lindsey Graham, and I'm trying to remember, maybe the other one was Kennedy from Louisiana, both said...
Yeah, Kennedy's great.
This case is DOA in the Senate.
Well, and bring on Lindsey Graham. I want to talk to Hunter Biden. I want to talk to...
Bet he does. Listen, I like Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
He's turned out to be a very good senator.
And also, Lindsey Graham, other news that broke last night or yesterday afternoon, Lindsey Graham has scheduled a hearing. A hearing with who, Joey? Who? Is there an owl in here?
No, and thank God Daryl's not here today.
No, it would... Oh, wait, Daryl is...
No, he's not.
Daryl! Daryl is the Horowitz... Wait, Daryl, you can uncuff yourself.
Because Lindsey Graham has scheduled a hearing with Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the Department of Justice.
Really?
And that means the report will come out probably a week or so before.
Well, that's why they're desperate to get this impeachment done.
It's like a birthday gift to me, December, baby.
Mine too.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a very happy birthday before a very Merry Christmas. Because this Horowitz report is going to be good.
That's why they're talking about. But the rumor is the Horowitz report is coming out 1st of December,
yeah,
around then.
That's my birthday.
They're trying, I know. And they're trying to get ahead of it.
Yeah, good luck with that, Democrats. This is going to get good, Jack. It's going to get real, real good. 272-9228 if y'all want to join in. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, folks. 279-6036. If you have old videotapes, family, you know, get-together footage, sporting events, graduations, birthdays, holidays, fond memories from the past, bring them into the digital future. Preserve them for the future. 279-6036, 50% off for all News and Views listeners who bring it up with Dan Black. You get 50% off all VHS or tape in general. You might have Betamax to DVD transfers. Take advantage of that. Be right back.
My words go round and round and upside down.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corksicle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Side effect of the unfreezing process.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks.
Joe, I said, Joey, would you play Strawberry Alarm Clock? And he went, you mean Strawberry Whatever by the Brothers Johnson? I said, no, Strawberry Alarm Clock.
That's and the he name said, of this band?
I know this song.
Yeah. It always does remind me of Austin Powers.
Was this song in that movie?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's funny, though, how, like, the psychedelic era is no longer truly, in my opinion, just counterculture. There has been a mainstreaming of so-called psychedelic substances, and it's not just Joey talking. I can back this up. There's now a psychedelics research center for medicinal purposes at Johns Hopkins, where they're studying the effects of psilocybin for depression, for especially end of life, like terminal illness.
Like LSD?
LSD's in acid, so to speak, but psilocybin's in magic mushrooms. But they really are, in controlled studies, not giving people mushrooms, the actual psilocybin, the chemical in the mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's creating major breakthroughs. One they found is for people who are addicted. People who are addicted, say, to nicotine, like myself, if they take a dose and they have what they call a godlike experience, you can take a dose and not have these experiences. But if you have a spiritual breakthrough, people describe it differently, and you have it on your mind, I'm going to stop my addictions, whether it's alcoholism or tobacco or whatever, they have that breakthrough, they stop cold turkey and have no problem. It is the most effective addiction treatment people have ever seen. And it's really cool that there's a parallel between things like that and AA, given that a spiritual transformation allows people to really change their lives in practical ways. And it's fascinating to me that what was once the hippie culture that the silent majority during the Nixon days hated has now become a point of research. And it could actually help people who have all sorts of problems. And I wonder what the pharmaceutical industry and Big Pharma thinks about this.
Who knows what they think about it? Who knows?
Who knows indeed? But that brings me to a point. I have a story I have about Joe Biden. See what Joe Biden said recently? Like, I thought I woke up this morning and it was like the mid-90s, based on what Joe Biden said.
Are we going to get to hear it?
No, I'm going to read it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, sorry. I can play a clip. I've got Eric Swalwell. It's an actual headline, if you want me to play a clip. It's a headline all over conservative news. Did Eric Swalwell, you know, the butterface guy?
Yeah.
Did Eric Swalwell fart on live television? I could play that before I get to Joe Biden, if you like.
I would love to hear that.
Okay. Let's see if that's actually...
We got to have a little levity every now and then, yes, Joey.
Yes. Okay. We'll go to that, too. Well, I mean, they're all fun. They're all in good fun. But here, folks...
Chris, so
that's
far,
Swalwell.
The evidence is uncontradicted.
He's talking to Chris Matthews.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Whoa!
And the complaint that I've heard...
That can't be real.
Wait a minute.
That can't be real.
That's on a clip. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and there are multiple sources with it. I'm like, that it's very possible these days to doctor things.
Or was it Chris Matthews?
Ooh. He would be more the culprit. I don't want to be ageist here. But people have less control over that sort of stuff as they the decades.
Or more pleasure. I don't know which it is.
But let's listen again. I want to give them fair hearing.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
And oh, he paused. It's him.
He
it's him. He, when it went, oh my God.
It couldn't happen to a better guy.
He flinched a little bit too, like, ooh, I got that out.
And actually, a reporter texted him, a reporter who's covered Swalwell for a while, texted Swalwell and said, I can't believe I'm asking you this, but did you fart on live TV? And she showed the text response, screen captures of it, and he said, no, I swear I didn't.
Maybe he heard it too and was like...
Yeah, but she goes, well, was it somebody else? He claims, I didn't hear it. How do you not hear this?
Evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
And I'm laughing even harder now, folks, because he's trying to make this point. The evidence, folks, like Walter Cronkite, the evidence is
well, all I gotta say is all this interview really smells, you know?
Yeah, it's just the evidence. He's trying to make the serious point, like we're going to take down a president.
...dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
It's like somebody has a whoopee cushion in their room. Like that, you can't time that better. If that is real, I want to know who farted. Because that is perfect.
That is so funny. My great niece would love that. She has a whoopee cushion, and she it makes her laugh so much.
It's like, why are Joey and Jack talking about farts in the morning? This is inappropriate.
Well, of course it is, but I've had my coffee. I don't know about you.
Yeah, like, well, I told you I have a rule against flatulence in the studio.
Hey, I have a pretty strong opinion about something that it's not really related to anything we've been talking about, but I've heard in the last few days criticism of Nick Saban for playing Tua in the Mississippi State game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 35-7. Sadly enough, it was right before half. This was his last series. He was going to not play the second half, so he'd have more healing time. And then this freak accident occurred, and I watched Nick Saban talking about it, and you can tell that he was very sad that it happened.
Wait,
and
but the first injury was his ankle?
Yeah, and he had surgery on that.
Right. Like
some kind of, and they showed on.
I don't buy then this explanation that, oh, the first injury has nothing to do with the second. I don't buy it.
Well, maybe he was favoring it, but
right.
But they all made the decision for him to play.
Sure.
And
now I'm sure Tua wanted to play.
He did, and I don't think Tua's parents are upset with Saban. It's just one of those things that happens, you know. And I would hope to think the entire and Alabama has. And I don't mean the University of Alabama, but the state of Alabama has a humongous football family. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people who even remotely watch football from time to time are on one side or the other. But, you know, and I'm sure Auburn people, though they might be relieved that Tua's out, certainly nobody shares in any joy that the kid got hurt, because by all accounts, he's a fierce and wonderful competitor and a great kid all around. Just like, you know, when Rod Bramlett and his wife got killed over the summer, I really felt so bad for Auburn and for the entire family. I mean, it's a tragic thing. And as good football fans, you know, 364 days of the year, we get all lathered up about the one game that comes along. And when it's over, you know. And
right.
And those players, they don't personalize it like us fans do.
No, not in the same.
You know, they're all friends. A lot of them went to high school together.
Well, you can have it out on the field.
Right, right.
That's where it's decided.
And that's where it's left. And
right.
But anyway, I just don't like some of these commentators who've taken issue with Saban, because you can tell, you know, he made the statement. He said, you know, over the years you coach kids, and he said, some of them you really come to love.
Hmm.
And Tua's one of them. And you know, he's a team leader and all that. And it's just a tragedy. And I don't think anybody ought to be blamed. It was a freak accident. And those things happen. I remember when Joe Theismann broke his leg. I think the Redskins were playing Dallas, I think. And that was just a gut-wrenching injury. And I think we all feel that way. And, you know, just like, you know, when Bramlett got killed, I was just, that really hurt me. Because I have a lot of Auburn friends who knew him personally said he was a fantastic guy. So anyway.
Likewise. And, you know, tragedy strikes when you least expect it. And we got to rise above our silly rivalries. And most people do.
I think they do.
Most people do. By the way, what I was mentioning about Joe Biden earlier, he called weed a gateway drug, which...
Well, when you come back, read it. I want to hear what he said.
I'll just put it this way. Folks, it's not true. If that was true, there would be millions of Americans doing much harder drugs than weed. But let's hit a break.
I have a friend that's been smoking weed since college, and hell, he's my age. I don't think he's ever tried anything else.
Right, there you go.
I mean,
there you go. 272-9228. We'll be back. More news and views after this. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, having too much fun.
By the one side, the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one part of you.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great weather news this week as opposed to last week. We'll start off with some high clouds mixed in with some sun. Then it becomes mostly sunny. Warmer today. High 67. Clear skies tonight, chilly again. Overnight low temperature falls to about 41. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues. We'll be in the low 70s. Thursday, we'll be in the low to mid 70s. A couple of beautiful November days ahead. Friday, high in the mid 70s. Chances of some showers by Friday afternoon, but a better chance of showers Friday night into Saturday, then cooler Sunday as the sun returns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans all last week...
How does he keep a straight face?
Welcome back to News and Views. That is so great. And first of all, like, that's doctor. That can't be real. It's real.
Who is this man on TV? Not him.
Devin Nunes.
No, I know that. But
Adam Schiff.
Well, there was another white-haired man. Maybe he was a witness.
Oh, it
they might done be with Vindman?
No, it'll be Vindman and Jennifer Williams.
Now this one wants to act up.
Maybe it's your plug and not the input. We're talking about Jack's headphones, of course. Welcome
now
back
I
to News.
I can't hear.
I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. You can't hear at all.
Now I can't because I took it out. But
all right, put it back in because we got to answer this call from Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the program. Just
good morning and thank you. And don't play that again until I get through with my call because I'll have to recompose myself. Thank you for sharing the fart heard around the world. What does it mean?
Can I please play it again, Debbie?
Debbie, don't sip. Work. Hang on.
It means the liberals are coming.
Well,
hold on.
Yeah, play it.
Chris,
play it again,
so far,
Sam.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
And thank you for the Casablanca reference, too.
Well, listen, I heard yesterday afternoon where Tua and his dad went to Saban and said, he's got to play. He's got to play. He wants to play. He's ready to play. I heard that in a little...
That does not surprise me, but...
And it made sense, but I hate that it happened. I'm an Auburn fan, but I hate something like
sure,
that.
Sure. I mean, right. good fans are all upset about this.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, anybody that's... human should be upset about that.
Well, and also, I feel for Tua and his family because, you know, it started, the rumors I'm sure started with the first injury. Now that the second one came on very quickly, NFL scouts are writing that down.
Yeah.
It's going to affect his stock.
I have one quick question and I'll go. I've been hearing these ads on the radio and on TV for this guy named Coleman.
Yes.
What's he running? I can't keep up with
him. He's running for Congress. You know, all right, and that's
Martha
goes Robinson. To my point yesterday. His wife is doing a spot about him, yet nobody knows who he is yet. I mean, that's the kind of ad you do after a candidate has kind of defined himself or herself. And then the spouse does the spot, but they're kind of doing it backwards. But he's running for Martha Roby's seat. He's in Dale County. I think he lives in Midland City, or that's where his business is. He may live in Dothan.
Barry Moore lives, and he lived down in the Wiregrass.
Barry lives in Enterprise.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have, and I keep forgetting. And then you have Troy King, who's from Elba. Troy's running also, originally from Elba. He lives here now, but... We're having Troy on tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
And let me say one more thing, gentlemen. Your show has gotten so interesting having these guests on. Yes, you two are very interesting, and I appreciate that. But you have guests on, and we learn stuff.
Well, we're glad. You kind of roll the dice sometimes when you have a guest on because you don't know what their delivery is or what, you know. And we try to give great leeway to our guests, but you know we also do have questions. But like Mary Hampton, who is like a Soviet expert and knows all about, well, she teaches out at the Air War College. We're going to have her on. Either later this week or next week.
Yes, very soon.
And she's Joey is kind of like semi-fascinated with her.
Well, because of her background, and I want to do, for the audience in an interesting way, a history of who is Russia? What is Russia today?
Yeah.
Because we hear about it so much from the media and all the hysteria. It'd be nice to have an expert.
Because people in my generation knew about fallout shelters and the threat of nuclear war and all that. It was kind of a tense time, as I remember correctly.
Yeah. But, you know, you two, because you have different perspectives to a point and know people in different areas, we get the best of both worlds. It's kind of like Fox News said, you know, they report and we decide.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thanks.
Thank
and we're
you so
gonna...
much. I appreciate you. It's a great show. Keep it up.
Debbie, I have the feeling this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
With you and Debbie?
Yes.
Oh, you and I don't have one. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. It could be a trio. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, Jack, you and I have one.
Yes, we do.
About to say, I'm just beginning. You seem like you know.
Oh, no. I love you both. So.
Well, we love you too, Debbie.
Thank you.
But she's more my generation than yours.
I didn't want to say it.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, you know,
Debbie,
brunette versus white.
You don't have to listen to this, Debbie. I appreciate the call.
It's okay. I can take it.
All right, Debbie, you want to hear the Putin one more time?
Yes, I want to hear Putin one more time.
And I don't mean Vladimir Putin. You want to hear?
Here it is, the fart heard around the world.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
That sums up the Democrats' impeachment case in one
bunch
sound.
Of hot air.
They're looking at each other like, what is wrong with her?
The fact that it happened when he said cheat, the main accusation,
it just drowns it out.
Oh,
well, thank you, Debbie, for the call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. And we're going to hit another break here. We'll get to Joe Biden. I'll get to Joe Biden. He's on a quest to win the Democrat to win the Democratic nomination to be president without any young voters. Seriously, Joe, it's no longer the 90s in the middle of the drug war. Minds have changed. Experts are studying things. You need to update yourself on certain drug policies. We'll be back. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, y'all, I'm Jenna Paulette, country singer-songwriter and cowgirl. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. There's just so many beautiful aspects of the way that the Western world operates that I think are important. I want to represent that to the best of my ability to today's country music listener. I can sing about love all day long, but the backbone comes from the way I was raised. I just love that that's the world I come from and that's the world I get to sing about. Boot Barn,
made by the West.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Welcome back to News and Views.
It doesn't get old yet.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You know, I took advantage of this actually a couple years ago. We had all these family videos, birthdays, and... You know, my brother had this habit when he was a young kid. No matter whose birthday it was, you know, everybody would get around the cake. All the candles would be lit. Say it's my grandfather or my birthday or my dad's or my mom's or an aunt or an uncle. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And we'd all sing. And before, in the midst of them making their wish, my brother would lean in and blow out the candles himself. And we have video evidence of this. He did it on all the birthdays. Finally, turnabout was fair play. My great-grandfather, we called him Papa Joe, where I get my name, Joseph. It was like Will's like 12th or 13th birthday, and before Will can blow out the candles, my great-grandfather leaned in and blew out his candles. So it's just stuff like that. You could actually have video evidence. There's a reason we shot these videos. You wanted to preserve it, to remember it. It's like your own little personal history, and that's what Dan Black Studios can help you do. They can take those old analog memories, whether even on reel-to-reel, on VHS, Betamax, any form of tape, so to speak, and they can bring it into the digital future to preserve it for your kids and their kids and people that want to learn about their family and their past and all the silly crap we did at growing up and getting together. So check them out today, folks. 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. It's a great idea for a Christmas gift because it can be tough for people who have everything, especially parents and grandparents. Why not get something that really means something that'll get them reminiscing? You can have a good conversation about it. Because, I mean, a gift card's nice, but again, most of the time parents and grandparents have it all already. Dan Black Studios also offers business services from website design, video editing, training, video production, as well as television commercial production. They do it all over there. That's just a little bit of what they do. So when you're thinking of video services, and especially taking that old analog past and bringing it into the digital future, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. Again, their number. 279-6036. So, before we hit the top of the hour, let's quickly go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm wonderful, guys. I tell you, the intrigue of it all